attended that sort of training, it's sort of very, very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Depression.
Because of?
Depression in the sea.
Depression.
Yeah.
And depression in the sea. Not only people are depressed, but the sea. Gokuldam had 20 days of rain.
Oh.
Yeah. Most unusual.
Yeah.
Very unusual. Give the sound book. Well, we need to get a few more sound books. Maybe. Yeah. We have only two, huh?
Okay.
Actually, I think we have one here. At the beginning. Yes. Page 30-35. Odilo arinna pura babhadi dvijana nidura mani jage
Odilo arinna pura babhadi dvijana nidura mani jage
Odilo arinna pura
Amen.
Taking his devotees with him, he journeyed through the towns and villages of Madhya. The mridangas resounded, tathai, tathai, and the jajas, large metal kartals that looked like small cymbals. In that kirtan played in time, Lord Gauranga's golden form slightly trembled in ecstatic love of Godhead, and his footbells jingled. Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the holy names, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Hari, chanting without offense. You have achieved this rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not worship the darling of Mother Yashoda now, then great sorrow awaits you at the time of your death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of miseries. Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name and remain always engaged in his service as your eternal occupation. Desiring to bless all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. There is nothing except the holy name within all the 14 worlds. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Jai Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava. संकीर्तन की ग्रंथ राज में भागवत की जानी था गौर पिंगम और ग्लोरी से भी असेंबल होती है और ग्लोरी से भी असेंबल होती है और ग्लोरी से भी असेंबल होती है और ग्लोरी से श्री गुरु से श्री गौरंगा और ग्लोरी से चला प्रभुपाद ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना सलाकयम्
Chakshurimritam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamanam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tum Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paritana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tribhyascha Pipasindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam Namaskritya
Nam Chaiva Marottamam
Nam Chaiva Marottamam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Kodaya Mudiraya
Kodaya Mudiraya
Nasta Prayasa Bhadreshu
Nasta Prayasa Bhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Advaita Gadadhara
Advaita Gadadhara
Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shiva Sri Gaura
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Kam karoti vasalam pa gumna gayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande shri guram dinataranam yat kripa tamaham bande shri guram dinataranam Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 2, chapter 6, entitled Purusha Sukta Confirmed. Today's text number 2. The text number 2 has no purport. I think it will be when we start a new chapter, we like they do at in the VIHC courses. They read the verses so that everyone can know a bit more of what is called a storyline. Storyline means get an overview of the subject matter. We generally take one verse. Bhagavatam has been studied quite in detail, quite closely by a number of devotees. One of the first devotees doing that was Bodhisattva Prabhu, who is one of our scholars actually, based in Vrindavan. He along with a few other devotees, started to systematically study the Bhagavatam. They started giving courses, which took the name, within the structure of the Vaishnava Institute for Higher Education. And Bhurjan Prabhu especially has continued and came out with a book recently, maybe a couple of years ago. What is it? Surrender at the Lotus?
Surrender unto me.
Surrender unto me, yeah. And it's what, presenting the first three or four cantos of the Bhagavatam. So of course they study quite intensely for over a certain period of time, but it's a nice way to get an overview. And Bhagavatam we don't generally understand that it has been presented, has been given by Sukadeva Goswami in a very systematic manner, and just like every canto has a specific could say theme, although there's a lot of mixture as well. A lot of you could say some overlapping is there also. Anyways, not all the Bhagavatam has been studied systematically like this, and just the beginning portions, but I just want to read some of the verses and then we will come back to the first verse that has a bit of a purport. So yesterday's text, I'll just read the English and then we'll come back with the Sanskrit in a few minutes. So text number one, Lord Brahma said, the mouth of the Virata Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice, and the controlling deity is fire. His skin and six other layers are the generating centers of the Vedic hymns, and his tongue is the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. Right. Lakshman doesn't follow English very much, right? So.
In
Telugu,
right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So.
They can just, yeah. Maybe you can just explain to him that we're reading just the translation. Maybe the first 10 or 15 translations. Text number two. His two nostrils are the generating centers of our breathing and of all other airs. his smelling powers generate the Aswini Kumara, demigods, and all kinds of medicinal herbs. And his breathing energies produce different kinds of fragrance. Text number 3. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles of all the Vedas. And his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky and of all kinds of sound. Text 4. His bodily surface is the breeding ground for the active principles of everything and for all kinds of auspicious opportunities. His skin, like the moving air, is the generating center for all kinds of sense of touch and is a place for performing all kinds of sacrifice. Number 5. The hairs on his body are the cause of all vegetation, particularly of those trees which are required as ingredients for sacrifice. The hairs on his head and face are reservoirs for the clouds, and his nails are the breeding ground of electricity. Electricity.
Yes.
Stones and iron ores. Text number 6. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of living entities who protect the general mass. Text number 7. Thus, the forward steps of the Lord are the shelter of the upper, lower, and planetary planets. Upper, lower, and heavenly planets, as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. Text number 8. From the Lord's genitals originate water, semen, generatives, rains, and the procreators. His genitals are the cause of a pleasure that counteracts the distress of begetting. Text number 9. O Narada, the evacuating outlet of the universal form of the Lord is the abode of the controlling deity of death, Mitra, and the evacuating hole and the rectum of the Lord is a place of envy, misfortune, death, hell, etc. Text number 10. The back of the Lord is the place for all kinds of frustration and ignorance, as well as for immorality. From his veins flow the great rivers and rivulets, and on his bones are stacked the great mountains. Text number 11. The impersonal feature of the Lord is the abode of great oceans, and his belly is the resting place for the materially annihilated living entities. His heart is the abode of the subtle material bodies of living beings. Thus it is known by the intelligent class of men. Text 12. Also, the consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles. Mine, yours, and those of the four bachelors, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara, and Sanandana. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. Text 13 to 16. Beginning from me, Brahma, down to you, and Bhava, Shiva, all the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demons, the nagas, the human beings, the birds, the beasts, as well as the reptiles, etc., and all phenomenal manifestations of the universes, namely the planets, stars, asteroids, luminaries, lightning, thunder, and the inhabitants of the different planetary systems, namely the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Yakshas, Rakshas, Bhutaganas, Uragas, Pashus, Pitas, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and all other different varieties of living entities, including the birds, beasts, trees, and everything that be, all are covered by the universal form of the Lord at all times, namely past, present, and future, although He is transcendental to all of them, eternally existing in a form not exceeding 9 inches. 17. The sun illuminates both internally and externally by expanding its radiation. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His universal form, maintains everything in the creation, both internally and externally. Text 18. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of immortality and fearlessness, and He is transcendental to death and the fruitive actions of the material world. O Narada, O Brahmana, it is therefore difficult to measure the glories of the Supreme Person. Text 20. The Spirit. Text 19. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences by the one-fourth of His energy in which all the living entities exist. Deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the three higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. Text 20. The spiritual world, which consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world, and it is especially meant for those who will never be reborn, others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows, must live within the three material worlds. Text 21. And by His energies, the all-pervading Personality of Godhead is thus comprehensively the master of the living entities, of controlling and is thus comprehensively the master in the activities of controlling and in devotional service. He is the ultimate master of both nescience and factual knowledge of all situations. Text 22. From that Personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form, with all material elements, qualities, and senses are generated. Yet He is aloof from such material manifestations, like the sun, which is separate from its rays and heat. Text 23. When I was born from the abdominal lotus flower of the Lord, Mahavishnu, the great person, I had no ingredients for sacrificial performances except the bodily limbs of the great personality of Godhead. Text 24. For performing sacrificial ceremonies, one requires sacrificial ingredients such as flowers, leaves, and straw, along with the sacrificial altar and a suitable time, in bracket, spring. Text 25. Other requirements are utensils, grain, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda, and four priests to perform the sacrifice. 26. Other necessities include invoking the different names of the demigods by specific hymns and vows of recompense in accordance with the particular scripture for specific purposes and by specific processes. Text 27. Thus I had to arrange all these necessary ingredients and paraphernalia of sacrifice from the personal bodily parts of the personality of Godhead. By invocation of the demigods' names, the ultimate goal, Vishnu, was gradually attained, and thus compensation and ultimate offering were complete. Text 28. Thus I created the ingredients and paraphernalia for offering sacrifice out of the parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, the enjoyer of the sacrifice, and I performed the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. Text 29. My dear son, thereafter, your nine brothers, who are the masters of living creatures, perform the sacrifice with proper rituals to satisfy both the manifested and non-manifested personalities. Text 30. Thereafter, the Manus, the fathers of mankind, the great sages, the forefathers, the learned scholars, the daityas, and mankind performed sacrifices meant to please the Supreme Lord. 31. All the material manifestations of the universes are therefore situated in his powerful material energies, which he accepts self-sufficiently, although he is eternally without affinity for the material modes. 32. By his will I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in his eternal form as the personality of Godhead, maintains everything. He is a powerful controller of these three energies. 33. My dear son, whatever you inquired from me, I have thus explained unto you, and you must know for certain that whatever there is, either as cause or as effect, both in the material and spiritual worlds, is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 34. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. 34. 35. Although I am known as the great Brahma, perfect in the disciplic succession of Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all austerities, and am an expert in mystic powers and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by the great forefathers of the living entities who offer me respectful obeisances, still I cannot understand him, the Lord, the very source of my birth. 36. Therefore it is best for me to surrender unto his feet, which alone can deliver one from the miseries of repeated birth and death. Such surrender is all auspicious and allows one to perceive all happiness. Even the sky cannot estimate the limits of its own expansion. So what can others do when the Lord himself is unable to estimate his own limits? 37. Since neither Lord Shiva, nor you, nor I, could ascertain the limits of spiritual happiness, how can other demigods know it? And because all of us are bewildered by the illusory external energy of the Supreme Lord, we can see only this manifested cosmos according to our individual ability. 38. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be fully known as he is. 39. The Supreme Original Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, expanding his plenary portion as Mahavishnu, the first incarnation, creates this manifested cosmos, but he is unborn. The creation, however, takes place in him, and the material substance and manifestations are all himself. He maintains them for some time and absorbs them in himself again. 40 and 41. The personality of Godhead is pure, being free from all contaminations of material tinges. He is the absolute truth, an embodiment of full and perfect knowledge. He is all-pervading, without beginning or end, and without rival. O Narada, O great sage, the great thinkers can know him when completely freed from all material hankerings and when sheltered under undisturbed conditions of the senses. Otherwise, by untenable arguments, all is distorted and the Lord disappears from our sight. 42. Karanar Navarshayi Vishnu is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and he is the master of eternal time, space, cause and effects, mind, the elements, the material ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form of the Lord. And Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and the sum total of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. 43 to 45. I myself, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, great generators of living beings like Daksha and Prajapati, yourselves, Narada and the Kumaras, heavenly demigods like Indra and Chandra, the leaders of the Bhurloka planets, the leaders of the earthly planets, the leaders of the lower planets, the leaders of the Gandharva planets, the leaders of the Vidya Dhara planets, the leaders of the Charana Loka planets, the leaders of the Yakshas, Rakshas, and Uragas, the great sages, the great demons, the great atheists, and the great spacemen, as well as the dead bodies, evil spirits, satans, jinn, kushmandas, great aquatics, great beasts and great birds, etc. In other words, anything and everything which is exceptionally possessed of power, opulence, mental and perceptual dexterity, strength, forgiveness, beauty, modesty, opulence, and breeding, whether in form or formless, may appear to be the specific truth in the form of the Lord, but actually they are not so. They are only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Lord. And text 46, which is the last text of this chapter. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord known as Lila avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. This is the subject matter of this chapter. So I'll just a little bit mind body in that. Lord Brahma is very clearly stating how he himself is unable to understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll just what is the ideal time to start the class? Like normally between 6:30 and 7:00.
6:30.
6:30, huh? Because many things need to be done.
Chanting.
Huh?
A little bit of chanting.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll when we read a new chapter, not every time we read all the verses, but at the beginning of a new chapter, it's good to read so that we get some little idea of what's in the chapter. So we'll just start tomorrow. And, because it's not this second canto is, if we had that text written by Guru Jan Prabhu, it's already like divided in different parts, you know, like some parts is referring to the spiritual world and anyway different things. We should be satisfied this morning that we are getting that our consciousness is being forced to expand a little bit to try and accommodate what Lord Brahma is talking about. Tomorrow we'll start one by one or by groups of verses. We should leave it at that for today. Jagantarasana Bhagavatam ki jaya sapura bhaya ki jaya.
That's something I'd like to contend with also. And maybe in any situation like we have here, like in any village situation, because not everybody is having the same duties and responsibilities, it's like the person throws, they have to go and plow the field or, you know, the cows, they have to start doing and be learning. But those who are more into studying, then actually, you know, because not everybody does all the same things. So, somehow or other we'll have to address these, because, you know, if those who are having these immediate duties are held back, then it's a problem. At the same time, if those who also are meant to more deeply go into some of these matters, then by not allowing that, they're also held back. So, that's probably why the course of time, as things, let's say, develop in a more natural way, there will be different programs, actually. You know, probably be like a longer program for some individuals, because that's part of their duty. I think the different duties will be there, but it should come in kind of a natural way. How exactly it's going to happen, I'm not sure. Because I think the same problem, or same kind of, yeah, it's a problem in one sense, until we figure out, so to speak, or, you know, work out how to address or meet the different needs that are there for the various residents. When somebody goes to Mayapur, it's a kind of a different situation, because everyone's on, well, it's not that everybody's on holiday, but most people who do come, you know, they don't have to make a cow, they don't have, they come there just to sit down, to hear, and like that.
You change the time according to the season.
Change the time?
Yeah, like the sunrise time varies. So, you know, working like...
Well, that's another factor. maybe less so here than like in the Western country, but they have to adjust the time. to some extent that is also a factor.
Farmers, for example, they, in summer they start work very early.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
gets very heat.
That's true. So like this, many factors.